Good evening and happy Earth Day, everyone. Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight we've got Game 4 of this six-game set between the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Fort Myers took the first two games, but last night the Blue Jays got one back thanks to a couple great performances on the mound. Kedry Rojas pitched well, going four innings and giving up two, but Wilhannis Alvarado and Connor Larkin were outstanding out of the pen. Alvarado pitched three scoreless innings in relief and got out of a one-out, bases-loaded jam in the seventh by inducing a ground ball that Raquelman DeCastro turned into a 6-3 double play. Larkin came out for the eighth and ninth and was electric en route to his second save of the season. He went two scoreless himself while striking out four. The Blue Jays will try to even the series with Ricky Tiedemann getting the pill tonight. Tiedemann is 2-0 in his first two starts with a 1.80 ERA. In his last outing against Tampa, he went five innings pitched, didn't allow a run, and struck out eight. He did walk four in that outing, so he'll have to command the zone a little bit better, but he'll definitely give the Blue Jays a great chance tonight. Let's take a look at the lineup for the visiting team. The Mighty Muscles come out like this. Batting first, playing shortstop, number 21, Noah Miller. Batting second, out in center field, Emmanuel Rodriguez. Batting third, out in left, Kyler Fedko. Batting fourth, DHing, Keoni Cavaco. Batting fifth, at first base, Noah Cardenas. Batting sixth, in right field, Kalai Rosario. Batting seventh, at catcher, Dylan Tatum. Batting eighth, playing third base, Jake Rucker. And batting ninth, playing second, is Mikey Perez. John Stankiewicz, the reigning FSL Pitcher of the Week on the bump for the Mighty Muscles tonight. For your Blue Jays, batting first in center field, Dasan Brown. Batting second, DHing, Jordan Groshans. Batting third at third base, Damiano Parmigiani. Batting fourth at first, Rainer Nunez. Batting fifth out in left field, Gabriel Martinez. Batting sixth at shortstop, Esteban Machado. Batting seventh, catching, Victor Mesia. Batting eighth at second base, Jose Rivas. And batting ninth, out in right field, Amel Brazoban. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back in about 10-ish minutes for First Pitch. You are listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Good evening and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, live from TD Ballpark here in beautiful Dunedin, Florida. We've got the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles taking on your Dunedin Blue Jays. Ricky Tiedemann, the lefty, the 19-year-old, taking the bump today as he's getting through his last warm-up pitch. And it looks like we're about ready to get started here at TD Ballpark. 82 degrees with the wind blowing a little bit left to right. Not as windy as last night, but might have a little bit of an effect on fly balls hit out to deep right. Noah Miller, the shortstop, he DH'd last night, is the leadoff man for the Mighty Muscles. Tiedemann sets, kicks, fires. First pitch, a fly ball to right field. Getting underneath that one is Amal Brazovan, and that's out number one. Taking a look at the defense for the Blue Jays tonight. In the outfield, left to right, Gabriel Martinez, Desan Brown, and Amal Brazovan. Along the infield, third to first, Damiano Palmigiani, Esteban Machado, Jose Rivas, and Rainer Nunez with Victor Mesilla behind the plate. One pitch, one out, and that brings up Emmanuel Rodriguez, the center fielder. First pitch to him is a foul tip, 0-1 to start off his at-bat. Rodriguez last night went 0-3, takes that pitch for a ball, 1-1 on the season, batting .265, leading the team in home runs with four. And that one in there now, 1-2 the count. A ball, two strikes. Tiedemann out of the windup. That one goes by for a ball, 2-2. Two pitch from Tiedemann, that one outside. That slider ran away from 3-2 now, full count to Rodriguez. Tiedemann, fastball, slider, changeup in his repertoire. And the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, high fly ball, shallow right field and foul territory. Excuse me. That one gets out of play. Nunez, Rivas, and Brazovan all trying to get underneath it, but it carried with that wind onto the concrete immediately past the netting. Now, a full count still to Rodriguez, the center fielder. Tiedemann kicks and fires. That one a little bit up. That's a walk to give the Mighty Muscles their first man on base.
Now batting left fielder, number 11, Kyler Fedko.
Kyler Fedko, the left fielder, having a really good start to the year, batting .415. A 1.1 OPS. Went 1-for-4 last night and scored a run. First pitch to him is in there for a called strike. 0-1. Rodriguez could be a threat to steal over there, but with the lefty facing him, there he goes. That one outside, and it gets away from Mesilla. 96-mile-an-hour fastball off the end of the glove. Makes the count 1-1, now puts the runner in scoring position for Fort Myers. And a threat here early on for the Mighty Muscles. And a ball called as Tiedemann didn't start his windup in time. The new pace of play rules. 18 seconds with a runner on. You have to get your pitch off as Fedko fouls that one back into the netting now. 2-2 the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Tiedemann sets. Rivas clapping over at second, trying to get Rodriguez to take another step back, and there's a hard hit ground ball foul by Fedko. Keeps himself alive. Tiedemann, the 19-year-old lefty, was drafted in 2021 in the third round by the Blue Jays. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Fedko down on strikes. First strikeout of the night for Tiedemann. And that's 2 down. That's going to bring up Keone Cavaco, the DH tonight. First pitch to Cavaco is in there, taken for a strikeout. It was a changeup on the outside part. 0-1. Cavaco playing in his 5th game of the season, and a liner that skips right in front of Machado. Throw across the infield is in time to get Cavaco, and that will end the inning. One man left, no runs scored. We'll head to the bottom half of the first here at TD Ballpark. Nothing. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. John Stankiewicz, the righty on the bump for the Mighty Muscles, as Brown swings through that fastball to start it off. A one pitch, that one in there for a called strike. Fastball, slider, curve, and change for the righty. That one, the slider outside and low, 1-2. Stankiewicz kicks and fires that one up and in. 91 miles an hour. Deson Brown gets out of the way of it. Stankiewicz won the FSL Pitcher of the Week this past week. That one in there. Called strike 3. And that will retire Deson Brown.
Now batting designated hitter,
DH,
number 29,
Jordan
Groshans.
Groshans, a name you're very familiar with if you follow the Blue Jays and know their prospects. He's pretty high up there on the list. Spent all last year at Double A New Hampshire. Had an injury that kept him out of most of the spring. And now they got him starting here to ease him back into it as he watches that pitch go for a strike. Now 1-1 the count to him. pops up back and out of play. One and two, the count to the DH. One, two, cut and a miss at that slider. Two batters, two strikeouts so far for Stankiewicz.
So
that's going to bring up
Damiano Palmigiani.
Struggling in this series. But he went off in the Tampa series last week. Went 9 for 18 in that series. Hit two home runs as he cuts through that one 0-1 to start. Stankiewicz with the 0-1. That one driven into right field and going over, and that's going to get out of play. Well, Rosario chasing over that one. Let's look at the defense for the Mighty Muscles in the outfield left to right. Kyler Fedko, Emmanuel Rodriguez, and Kalei Rosario. Along the infield, third to first, Jake Rucker, Noah Miller, Mikey Perez, and Noah Cardenas with Dylan Tatum behind the plate. 0-2 the count to Palmigiani. Stankiewicz fires that one. Slider down and away. Ball, two strikes. And he watches that one go by, checks his swing. 2-2. Caught and a miss there. Palmigiani down on strikes. Stankiewicz strikes out the side, and we'll head to the top half of the second. You're listening to the Indian Blue Jays Radio Network. Top half of the second, Noah Cardenas, the first baseman tonight, leading us off. Cardenas, Rosario, and Tatum all due up. Tatum in, kicks and fires. First pitch, a fastball right by Cardenas. 0-1 to start him. Tatum's fastball now sits at around 95-96. That one popped up out of play, right side of the stadium. Now 0-2 the count to him. I spoke with Tiedemann a couple weeks ago now, where he said when he first got drafted by the Blue Jays organization, as he throws that slider outside, now 1-2. They didn't have him pitch much at all. It was mainly strength and conditioning training, and by the time he picked up a ball through a couple bullpens, he had ticked up his fastball about 3 or 4 miles an hour, and that one's fouled back and out of play. Cardenas keeps himself alive. 1-2. Said when he got drafted out of Golden West in California, he was sitting at around 91, 92. That one just off the plate. Two balls and two strikes. That changeup was so close. 2-2, Tiedemann kicks, fires. That a fastball? Fouled off again. 98 that time. Since the renovations here at TD Ballpark, we've only seen a couple Dunedin Blue Jays. Well, actually, we've only seen one Dunedin Blue Jay throw in the triple digits. That was Thomas Rui last year. He was the closer for a decent part of the year. Got moved up to High A Vancouver. That pitch was inside. Now 3-2 the count to Cardenas. Be interesting to see if Tiedemann can hit triple digits by the end of his time here in Dunedin, which could spend the whole year, or he could get promoted at some point as he walks Cardenas.
Now batting, right fielder, number 25, Kalei Rosario.
Right fielder, Kalei Rosario. On the year, batting 207. First pitch, a foul ball that goes off of Messia. Rivas jokingly asking Nunez, who picked up that foul ball, to apply the tag on Cardenas. It was over there on first. That ball hit the right foot of Messi and went into fair territory, but obviously it deflected off of the catcher. 0-1 pitch, cut and a miss. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-2 the count to Rosario. Balls, two strikes, a man on first, no outs. Caught and a miss. 95 blows him by. And that is the first out, second strikeout of the night for Tiedemann.
Now batting catcher number 15, Dylan Tatum.
Dylan Tatum, the catcher. Umpire Zach Martin behind the plate asks for a reset of the pitch clock. Tiedemann checking the runner. That pitch inside. Starts Tatum off 1-0. Tiedemann fires that one. Another fastball, that one low and in, now 2-0. He was struggling with his command in that game in Tampa last week. But it didn't come back to bite him at all. It didn't give up a run in those five innings. That one outside. Struggling with his fastball command here early on. 29 pitches so far, 17 of them being strikes. 3-0 count to the catcher. Kicks and fires that one up and outside. Four fastballs in a row, all of them missing the zone.
Now batting, third baseman, number 8, Jake Rucker.
Jake Rucker, the third baseman. And pitching coach Drew Hayes is going to head out to talk to his pitcher. He's issued 3 walks through the first 7 batters. That fastball, he can't seem to keep that under control. And now Zachary Martin starts walking over to potentially break up the meeting. And Drew Hayes concludes it before Martin gets there. Now all the Blue Jays on the mound will head back to their respective positions. And Jake Rucker will step in the box. The third baseman batting 186. Last night he was batting in the two hole. Went 1-for-4. Now runners on first and second, one away. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off the third baseman. Double play would be big. The Blue Jays defense has been very good at turning double plays. They were able to turn two last night, one of them ending the inning in the seventh with bases loaded. And that one's in there now. 0-2, another called fastball strike. Two to Rucker. Tiedemann checks on Cardenas. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss on the change. And Jake Rucker doesn't think he struck out. He was waiting there for a second. He got confirmation from Martin.
Now batting second baseman, number 4, Mikey Perez.
A little confusing detail there now. Third strikeout of the night for Tiedemann. That brings up Mikey Perez, the second baseman in the 9-hole. First pitch taken inside. 1-0 to start off Perez. Cardenas on second, Tatum on first. Not a ton of speed on the base path, so even a single or a base hit would not guarantee a run score. That pitch taken outside. 2-0. Tiedemann kicks and fires that one up high. Now a 3-0 count with runners on first and second. Pitch that one up high. Tiedemann walks, the bases loaded. That's his fourth walk so far tonight. That's
now
as many
batting
as
shortstop number 21,
five innings
Noah
against
Miller.
Tampa last Friday. That brings up Noah Miller, the shortstop, top of the order, coming back around. He flew out to Brazoban to start off the game on the first pitch. That first one is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to Miller. Tiedemann looks in, kicks and fires. That one in there, changeup, top of the zone. Now Miller down 0-2. Two strikes. Tiedemann with a pitch. That one up and in. One ball, two strikes. Look for that slider down and away. 1-2. Swung on. Fly ball back over to Brazoban. Looks like the exact same thing that happened in the first inning, and that will end the inning. The Fort Myers Mighty Muscles leave them loaded. We'll head to the bottom half of the second. But before that, are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of
the DJ Fish and Bobblehead Giveaway, sponsored by Pisces Sushi.
second first pitch to Rainer Nunez, the first baseman, is taken for a ball 1-0. Nunez, Martinez, and Machado all do up. 1-0 pitch is low and away. Now a 2-0 count to Nunez. And he swings at that one, a liner going to his knees as Rucker to make the grab. That'll be one away for Gabriel
now
Martinez.
Batting left fielder number 20, Gabriel Martinez.
Gabriel Martinez in his first home run of the season last night, a two-run bomb that put the Blue Jays up 4-2, and they would not get rid of that lead. Batting 171 on the year, but hopefully that can jumpstart it. And get him going here now. 0-1 as he watches that first pitch. High popper right side, that's going to get out of play. Now 0-2 to the left fielder. The ball has two strikes. Pitch on the way, down and out. Two pitch from Stankiewicz, that one just a little off the plate. You always got to hesitate a little bit when the umpires are using ABS, automatic balls and strikes. And there's a liner into center field, getting underneath it is Rodriguez, and that will be two down.
Now batting shortstop number 14, Esteban Machado.
First pitch to him is low and inside that skips off of Tatum's right foot. That was a curveball, 77 miles an hour. Stankiewicz changed up his usage rate fairly often, actually, in each of the first two games that he's pitched. Oh, that one taking now 1-2. Doesn't throw the fastball much, only about 30% of the time. That one hit well inside. He gets away from him there now. 2-1 the count to Machado. And that one in there. Really nice pitch by Stankiewicz. Evens count up 2-2. His first game against Clearwater, he threw the curveball 47% of the time as Machado fouls that one off, while only throwing a slider 7. And then he switched it up and went 53% of the time with a slider against Jupiter while only throwing the curve 11. That one outside, now a full count. Did he go? Yes, he did. That one in the dirt, but Machado couldn't hold up, and that will end the inning. Fourth strikeout of the night for Stankiewicz. We'll head to the top half of the third. Nothing. We're live from TD Ballpark here in beautiful Dunedin, Florida. You're listening to the Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be right back. kicks and fires for the first pitch, and that's a shallow popper in center field, and getting underneath it and making the grab is Desaun Brown. Oh, what a play by the center fielder. A little bit of collision between him and Machado, and Machado looks like he might stay on the ground, and so does Desaun Brown. An amazing play, but both of the defenders out there for Dunedin are not getting up. The trainer heading out. And you hope both of them are okay. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. All right, we are back, and both players are staying in the game. They're down for about a minute, but able to get up, walk it off, and we'll carry on. For first pitch to Fedko is in there for a called strike, 0-1 to start him off. That was a very nice play by Desaun Brown. And if you ever come out to a Dunedin Blue Jays game, you know how good he is out there in center field. That pitch popped up out of play. 0-2 the count to Fedko. Last night he made a really nice play to Rob Fedko of a base hit. And Tiedemann now kicks and fires that one. Just a little low now. 1-2. Tiedemann with the 1-2 pitch. Chopper over to short. Machado tested right after that. Throw is high, and the tag not applied, says Mike Waskowski. Nunez thought he applied it, and it looked like he might have, but the call is safe over there first.
Now batting, number 9, Keone Cavaco.
That brings up Keone Cavaco. One on, one out for Cavaco. First pitch to him, caught and a miss. 94 mile an hour fastball in the inner part, now 0-1. Cardenas on deck. 1-1 inside, and Mess Garcia trying to get Fedko to step off first for a little bit. Acted like that ball got away from him, that he was searching for it. Really heads up play. But a smart move by Fedko. Seeing right through it and staying close to first. 1-1, fouled off into the netting now. 1-2 the count. Fedko 3-for-3 on steals so far this season. Ball 2 strikes. It's always tough to take off against a lefty, though. On 2 pitch, fouled off again. Kabako doing well there to keep himself alive, stay in it and fight. A 1-2 count with a man on first. Tiedemann sets out of stretch, kicks and fires. Runner goes and the foul tip. So Fedko slides headfirst into second. He's going to go all the way back. One ball, 2 strikes. Kabako will dig back in. Fedko just about 8 feet off the bag. Tiedemann fires that one off of Victor Mesia. That went off his arm. Sounded like it went off his helmet, then his arm. He looks to be all right. 1-2 the count. Kabako fouling off that fastball quite a bit here in this at bat. Tiedemann again with the 1-2. Fedko goes again. Cut and a miss. Throw is in time. Strike him out. Throw him out to end the inning. Really nice play. It looked like there might have been even interference there by Kabako, but no matter. Messi's strong arm got Fedko anyway. And fans, don't forget, your Dunedin Blue Jays continue this series against the Fort Myers Money Moves with games tomorrow and Sunday. First pitch for tomorrow night, scheduled for 6:30 p.m. And Sunday is scheduled for high noon. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com for tickets, and we'll see you here at home. With his first pitch, a wave and a miss. 0-1 to start off the at-bat. Stankiewicz, 4 strikeouts through 2 innings though so far in this game. That one skips across. Now 1-1 count to the catcher. Swung on, chopper left side, that's going to be foul. One ball and 2 strikes. Victor Mesia digs back in after that foul ball. Stankiewicz kicks and fires, waves and misses That one gets away from Tatum, but not far. Messier runs it out, but the throw is in time to complete the strikeout. That's going to bring up Jose Rivas.
Now batting, second baseman, number 7, Jose Rivas.
5 strikeouts already. Four. John Stankiewicz. Rivas will dig in. First pitch, he looks to lay down a bunt, pulls back and takes the ball. 88 mile an hour fastball. Stankiewicz not up there with velocity, but he's very good at with his command. And I say that as he throws that one a little up and in. Now 2-0. That one up and in as well. 3 straight fastballs, all a little bit high. Now a 3-0 count to Jose Rivas. Takes that one for a strike. Stankiewicz took a little bit off, 87. Kept it in the zone, 3-1 pitch on the way. That one up and in. 5 straight fastballs, only one get in the zone. And Tatum will go out to talk to his pitcher as Rivas jogs down over to first base. Amel Brazovan, the right fielder, coming up. First.
Now batting right fielder, number 41, Amel Brazovan.
It comes on the free pass issued by Stankiewicz. First pitch to Brazovan taken. 4-1-0. Rivas goes. Tatum with a throw is in time. Gets Rivas. Pitch called a strike. It'll be 1-1 now that gets rid of the base runner. Two away. Now a 1-1 count. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Fouled off right side. To Stankiewicz out of the windup again. Throws the slider down and away. Can't get a chase from Brazovan. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The righty fire swung on. Chopper left side. That's going to be picked up by Rucker. Brazovan. That pulls him off the bag. That's going to be an E5. That would have been in time to get him, but an error by the third baseman. Sees this inning keep going. Brings up the
now batting number 3, Desaun Brown.
And a move over to first. Brazovan back diving in time. Actually give that as a hit. So the first hit of the ball game comes off the bat of Amel Brazovan. That first pitch to Desaun Brown in there for a called strike, 0-1. The ball's 1 strike. That one down low, 1-1. One ball, 1 strike. That one, nice slider down and away. Desaun Brown lays off of it. Two and one, that one down low. Another good take there by Desaun Brown. Both those pitches out of the zone, but close. And now he's got a 3-1 count. A lot of speed there on the base pass. Brazovan dives back in on the move. pitch that one in there for called strike. Now 3-2 count. That's right there at the knees, and now Brazoban will be off with the pitch. Three balls, two strikes, two outs in this inning. Runner goes, chopper down back behind the plate. Does not ground in and keep himself alive as Brazoban jogs back over to first. And we'll try it again. Still a 3-2 count. Stankiewicz with the pitch. Down and away. Another free pass issued in this inning by Stankiewicz, and that's going to bring up Jordan Groshen to DH.
Now batting number 29, Jordan Groshen.
Jordan Groshen. He struck out swinging back in the first inning. First pitch to him is in there, taking for a strike. Oh, and one. Pitch on the way, swung out and missed. Last year at Double A New Hampshire, about a 291. Hit 7 home runs, drove in 40 runs. 0-2 count, wave and a miss. Slider down and away. Now that will end the inning. No runs, one hit, two men left on base. We'll head to the top half of the fourth. Nothing here at TV Ballpark. Top half of the fourth, first baseman Noah Cardenas, the leadoff man. Lights are on, sun is setting. Tiedemann out of the windup, kicks and fires. First pitch fouled off into the netting, 0-1 to start off Cardenas. Cardenas walked back in the second, made it all the way to third, but was stranded there. That one in there now, 0-2 count to him. No balls, two strikes. The lefty wind up. That one just a little inside. 1-2. Hassan Brown out in center, shaded a little bit right. And a cut and a miss. That's strikeout number 5 of the night for Tiedemann. And we'll bring up Kalai Rosario.
Now batting, number 25, Kalai Rosario.
pitch to Rosario is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off the Hawaiian native. Caught and a miss there. Now 0-2. Rosario went to high school in Hilo on the Big Island. And 0-2 count. Cut and a miss. The high fastball. Three pitches, one strikeout. And that brings up the catcher, Dylan Tatum.
Now batting, number 15, Dylan Tatum.
Out of UC Irvine in 2021 in the 20th round by the Twins. That first pitch to him is outside for a ball, 1-0. And a big hack at that one. Couldn't catch up to the 94-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-1. Tatum drew a walk and was stranded on second back in the second inning. Waves and misses that one, 95. 1-2. And time called. They're going to award the strikeout to Tiedemann as Dylan Tatum, the catcher, was not ready for the pitch in time. He called it at 7 seconds. He got to be ready by 9. And Tiedemann with the weirdest way to end a strikeout, the side inning. And don't forget, Blue Jays fans, tomorrow
hey fans,
night after
make sure
the game,
to get your hands
kids
on some
can
new
run
Blue Jays
the bases.
Here for the
so
season.
If you've got kids and want to come watch
Jay
a game,
Shop,
it's a great way to get them tuckered
the
out and get you and your partners
open
some alone time when you get home.
Inning.
Go to DunedinBlueJays.com for tickets and see
you
tomorrow night.
Make sure to head over to the Jay Shop and look your best while cheering on the Blue Jays.
Damiano Palmigiani leading off for the Blue Jays. He'll be followed by Nunez and Martinez. I'll do up in this half inning. First pitch by Stankiewicz is driven to left center field, heading over and calling it off is Rodriguez, and that will retire Palmigiani.
Now batting number 37, Rainer Nunez.
Back with his walk-up song, Bajo Mundo. My personal all-time favorite walk-up song in the history of the Dunedin Blue Jays. First pitch he sees is taken for a ball below the zone. 1-0 to start him. Nunez lined out to Jake Rucker over at third, and his first at bat takes that pitch for a strike. Now 1-1. On the year, batting 286. And a hard hit ground ball left side that's going to be just fouled by about a foot. One ball and two strikes. Two, that one outside. 2-2 count to Nunez. That lines into left field. Will that stay fair? It will not. Oh, man, he got that one. He got all of that, lined it.
Everybody clap your hands.
Up above the ground. I think it hit.
Come on, y'all.
About halfway up the wall, just foul.
Clap, 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 clap your hands.
Count stays 2-2. But Nunez seems to have timed up Stankiewicz. Two balls and two strikes. Stankiewicz out of the windup. That one inside. Three balls and two strikes to the first baseman. Two pitch. Swung on. Grounder over to short. Picked up by Miller. The throw is in time. A really nice play over there at short by Noah Miller. Throw back over to Miller.
Now batting number 20,
Cardenas.
Gabriel Martinez.
Son, Miller heading that way. Two down. Really nice play by Miller. Gabriel Martinez. Pitch to Martinez. That one in there. Breaking ball. A one fouled off right off the end of the bat. Martinez quickly down 0-2 in this at bat. No balls, two strikes. Stankiewicz fires that one into the dirt. One and two for Martinez. The 1-2, waved at and missed. Martinez down on strikes. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. Stankiewicz with his seventh strikeout of the night and will head to the top half of the fifth. Still a scoreless ball game here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here, top five. Jake Rucker, the third baseman, leads us off. 0-1 tonight with a strikeout back in the second inning. Tiedemann so far through four. Seven strikeouts. And the lefty kicks and fires. First pitch, 94-mile-an-hour fastball that Rucker can't get to. 0-1. Swung on, fouled off, up and out of the stadium. Now 0-2 the count. Tiedemann has gained control of his command since that second inning where he issued three walks and left them loaded. And a cut and a miss. Rucker down on strikes for the second time tonight. And that'll bring up Mikey Perez.
Now batting, number four, Mikey Perez.
Four straight strikeouts by Tiedemann. Now Perez, he drew a walk and was left on first in that second inning. First pitch to him, and sounded like a foul tip. 0-1 to start him. Tiedemann kicks and fires. That one popped up left side. Palmigiani and Messier looking to converge on it, and Nunez, the win, brings it over to him, and that will be out number two. Nunez with a very long way to run there.
Now batting, number 21, Noah Miller.
Pushing to the right, it brought it about a third of the way up the line, and Nunez being heads up and making the play on defense, two down. First pitch to Noah Miller. Grounder over to Palmigiani. The throw across the infield is in time. And 1-2-3, go. The Mighty Wizards. We'll head to the bottom half of the fifth. Still scoreless here at TD Ballpark. First pitch of the inning by Stankiewicz is fouled off into the netting. 0-1 to start off Machado. Machado stayed in that game after that collision with Dasan Brown out there in center field. The liner left side, that'll get up and over the section to the third base side. Between the Eddie's Bar roof and the roof over the seats. That one in the dirt. Now 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Machado on the year batting 222. He struck out in his first at bat, and he strikes out on this one. Fastball outside, got him to chase at it a little bit.
Now batting, number 27, Victor Messia.
Eighth strikeout of the night for John Stankiewicz. It's been a real pitcher's duel so far. Tiedemann scoreless through five. Stankiewicz scoreless through four and a third at the moment. 1 pitch, that one outside, 1-1 to Messia. One, wave at the miss at the slider, it looked like outside now. 1-2 the count. And he checks at that one. Low and outside now, 2-2. I think there's an issue. issue with Dylan Tatum's glove. He's asking his dugout for a new one. Not sure if the webbing, the pocket got damaged or maybe a string got broke. But he's going to ask his pitcher to throw him one or two with the new glove. Nope, never mind, he will not. Messi steps back in. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch on the way, wave and a miss at the slider outside now. Two down, both via the strikeout, and that brings up Jose Rivas.
Now batting number seven, Jose Rivas.
Jose Rivas. Threw a walk back in the third. He was the first Blue Jay to reach base. And was caught stealing. Pops that one up right side. Kalei Rosario, now it's pushing foul and out of play. That wind causing all kinds of trouble over there out in right field, even along the infield. Pop flies have been high enough, just absolutely carried away by the wind. That ball would have stayed fair if it weren't for the wind. There was even a non-windy day. More than likely about 10 feet fair, and it just carried up and over the netting. No balls and a strike. Rivas survives. Pitch on the way outside. One breaking ball in there. Looked like the curve, now one and two. And a chopper left side that'll be picked by Rucker. Throw is in time for the out. And one, two, three go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of six. But first, fans, don't miss out on DJ Fishing Bobblehead Night, sponsored by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro on Thursday, May 12th. When your Blue Jays take on the Tampa Tarpons, the first 1,000 fans will go home with the DJ Fishing bobblehead, courtesy of Pisces. Top half of the sixth, and a new pitcher for the Blue Jays, lefty Jimmy Robbins. First time taking the mound since 2019. He just came off the IL. And this is his first pitch professionally in almost 3 years. Rodriguez, Fedco, and Cavaco all due up. 1-0 count to Rodriguez. That one down and away now, 2-0. exits after five innings pitched. No runs, no hits, four walks in the first two innings, but after that, didn't issue a single one, and eight strikeouts on the night. That one down low, now a 3-0 count. Tiedemann retired the last 10 in order. That one in there for a called strike that puts one on the board for Robbins. 3-1. Swung on, liner right side. That's going to be an extra base hit for Rodriguez, unless Brazman can get to it quickly, and he slips over there on the warning track, and the ball gets away from him as well. Gets it back into the infield. Now a leadoff double for Emmanuel Rodriguez. That ball came
now batting,
hard
number
off the
11,
wall.
Kyler Fedko.
And Brazman, it did kick a little bit left, but Brazman, if he would have cleanly fielded, it would have been close play over there at second to potentially get Rodriguez. That'll bring up Kyler Fedko. First hit of the ball game for the Mighty Muscles. First pitch to Fedko is taken for a ball, 1-0. Hunter McMahon out there warming up for the Mighty Muscles. That one lifted into right field. Brazman coming in, and that's going to, again, carry over the netting now. A 1-1 count to the left fielder. Count. Robbins looks back, checks on Rodriguez. He flinches trying to get something out of him, and the pitch is taken up high for a ball. McMahon pitched in the first game of this series. He got the save in a scoreless frame as Robbins. That one low and inside, now a 3-1 count again. Three balls and a strike, a runner in scoring position for Fort Myers. That one low and inside, taken for a ball. Fedko draws the walk and now puts runners on first and second.
Now batting number 9, Keone
Cavaco. Jimmy Robbins, the former 20th round selection back in 2019. Went to Rollins College here in Florida. First two guys he's faced since coming back from injury, both making their way on base. First pitch to Cavaco is a foul ball back into the netting. 0-1 the count to the DH. Lefty kicks and fires. Grounder over to second. Potential double play. Rivas over to Machado. To Nunez for the 4-6-3 double play. Rodriguez advances over to third, but with two outs. Another double play turned by this Blue Jays defense.
Now batting number 24, Noah Cardenas.
Noah Cardenas, the first baseman, now coming up. Cardenas 0-1, he drew a walk, struck out in his last at bat. First pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. but with two outs. Robin sets, kicks, and fires. That one hits him. Rodriguez took off from third in case they ruled it. That was a wild pitch, but no, that definitely hit Cardenas, and he's going to head over to first, and Kalei Rosario will come back up.
Now batting, number 25, Kalei Rosario.
Runners on the corners for the Mighty Muscles. And Drew Hayes is going to go out and talk to Jimmy Robbins. Settling down a little bit. Can only imagine the nerves of coming back after an injury. Haven't pitched in 2.5 years. I'm sure he's got a ton of adrenaline pumping through him. He just need to calm down a little bit. Take it in stride. Two out. First and third for the right fielder, Rosario. Rosario 0 for 2 on the day. Two strikeouts, one looking, one swinging. And we're set. Robbins kicks and fires. First pitch to Rosario, just a little outside. 1-0 to start it. One ball, no strikes. Pitch on the way. Cut and a miss. 91 mile an hour fastball. And Victor Messi's going and trying to steal home is Rodriguez, and he got him. I said Messi, I meant Rodriguez, and he gets caught at home trying to steal. He took off immediately, and the entire Blue Jays infield all shouted four, and they got him. This game stays scoreless. We'll head to the bottom half of the sixth. Nothing here at TD Ballpark. Mighty Muscles, Stankiewicz makes way for Hunter McMahon. And Amal Brazoban will lead us off here in the sixth. McMahon, the righty, at first pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1, Stankiewicz goes 5 innings pitch, gave up 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, and 9 strikeouts. Him and Tiedemann both had their A stuff tonight. Apart from a couple walks by both, they were fantastic. A foul ball there now, 0-2 the count. to Brazovan. No balls, two strikes. Swung on, chopper over to Rucker at third. Throw across is in time for the out. And that will be one away.
Now batting number three, Dasan Brown.
One away, that brings up the top of the order. Dasan Brown, he's 0 for 1. He walked back in the third. First pitch, he looks to lay down a bunt. Rucker sprints in from third. That pitch taken outside for a ball. Dasan Brown able to pull back in time. That one low and outside. Now 2-0. One in there for a called strike. 2-1 to the center fielder. Two balls and a strike. McMahon kicks and fires. Curveball, another chopper over to Rucker. He steps back, now goes forward and gets it on the run and gets it over to Cardenas in time to get Brown.
Now batting number 29, Jordan Groshans.
Jordan Groshans, the DH. Back-to-back 5-3 putouts. First pitch to him is in on the hands, popped up right side. Coming in is Rosario, and that will end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. We're still scoreless as we head towards the seventh inning. Fans, don't miss out on all the great weekly promotions here at TD Ballpark. Thursday is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. We've got $1 12-ounce beer, $2 16-ounce beer, and $1 12-ounce soda for the kids. Tonight and every Friday night, we have 5-1, get 1 margaritas and house wine. I mean, how can you pass on Boco Bar? And Saturday night, kids can run the bases at the game. That's tomorrow night, so if you don't have plans tomorrow night and you got kids, come on out and get them all tired before they go to bed. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now.
And it makes a fiery ring.
Top half of the seventh, Jimmy Robbins still out there pitching for the Blue Jays. And the umpires are pointing over to the Blue Jays bullpen. The gate was open. And you get that shut, and it looks like we're ready to go. Kalai Rosario will lead it off for Fort Myers. He was at bat when Rodriguez was caught stealing home. And a pop-up back and out of play. just above where my head would be. Now, 0-1. Pitch, that one skips across the plate, evens up the count, 1-1. One ball, one strike to the right fielder. Foul ball, that's going to be called dead, and 1-2 the count now to Rosario. Rosario, 0-2, two strikeouts, one looking, one swinging. Two strikes, pitch on the way, swung on, fouled off right side. One and two, the count still. Robbins kicks and fires, and that one popped up, back out of play again. Rosario fighting to stay alive here. Robbins again, in on the hands, another foul ball. Four straight foul balls by the right fielder. Ball and two strikes. Pitch on the way. That one inside, now 2-2. Two pitch, cut at and missed. That was down in the dirt. Messia gets it over to Nunez to complete the strikeout, and that'll be out.
That's
number
nasty.
One.
Now batting number 15, Dylan Tatum.
First strikeout of the night for Jimmy Robbins. First one in 2.5 years. That's got to feel pretty good. And now Dylan Tatum, the catcher, up to the plate. Pitch to Tatum is in there. 0-1. The count to start him off. Robbins kicks and fires. That one inside. Robbins was just activated today from the IL. I believe I mentioned that. That one skips across now. 2-1. Foul tip. Tatum took a big hack at that one. Only able to get a piece. Now it's a 2-2 count. Time called. They're going to let Tatum get a second after that foul ball. Robbins out of the windup and in on the hands, fouled off right side. Still 2-2. We'll take a second. That's the someone from the Blue Jays dugout goes and grabs that ball that went down the right field fence. And a foul tip strikeout, back-to-back strikeouts for Jimmy Robbins. And back-to-back strikeouts for Dylan Tatum as well. That's going to bring up Jake Rucker,
eight, Jake Rucker,
who has also had two back-to-back strikeouts so far today. Rucker, the third baseman, made a couple nice plays over there at third tonight, but has yet to do anything here at the plate. First ball that he's seen, Both of his strikeouts came on 0-2 counts. And now Robbins fires, and that's going to be a base hit, I believe, and it will. It lands fair. Extra bases for Jake Rucker. Goes all the way to the left field corner. Gabriel Martinez gets that in. And now a two-out double puts a runner in scoring position. For Mikey
now batting,
Perez,
number four, Mikey
baseman.
Perez.
Mikey Perez, 0 for 1. He drew a walk back in the second. Popped out on that weird pop out to Rainer Nunez. First pitch to him, swung on, driven the left field, but foul. Heads up Eddie's bar, that pinballs around on the window, the seat back to the window. No balls and a strike. Robbins kicks and fires that one just a little outside. Rucker on second. Robbins looks over towards him. Back to the plate, kicks, fires. Popped up, right side. Messia trying to get to it and will make the grab. And that will end the inning. One hit. Meyer, Mighty Muscles, leave the runner on second. In scoring position, we'll head to the bottom half of the seventh. It's stretch time here at Kenny Ballpark.
It's now time to get up for the seventh inning stretch.
Pitching contest. Damiano Palmigiani will lead it off for the Blue Jays. Palmigiani, Nunez, and Martinez all due up in this half inning. McMahon still out there pitching for the Mighty Muscles. That first one, a slider down and away, 1-0. Chopper over to short. Might have broke the bat. Miller comes in to grab it and throws it over to Cardenas to complete the putout. 6-3 putout for Palmigiani.
Now batting, number 37, Rainer Nunez.
Rainer Nunez, the first baseman. He's 0 for 2 on the day with a strikeout and a fly out to center. Pitch up high, 94 mile an hour fastball. 1-0 to start him off. Mm-hmm. for home runs. They each have three. As he takes that pitch in there for a called strike. McMahon, the righty, kicks and fires that one in there. Back-to-back 91-mile-an-hour fastballs. Smack dab in the middle of the zone, one and two. Time called. I'll reset the clock. Now one and two. McMahon with the pitch. Foul tip stayed in the glove of Tatum. That'll be two down.
Now batting number 20, Gabriel Martinez.
First strikeout of the night for McMahon. Gabriel Martinez. He's 0 for 2. Hit the home run that gave the Blue Jays the lead last night. Ended up being the winning RBI. First pitch he takes is in the zone now, 0-1. McMahon fires, grounder over to short. Miller again with the pickup, throw is in time for the out. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. We'll head back to the top of the eighth. Still 0-0, only three hits between the two teams. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be right back. Here in the top half of the eighth, Noah Miller leading it off for the Mighty Muscles. Jimmy Robbins still pitching for the Blue Jays. Miller 0 for 3 on the day. Cut and a miss of that 92-mile-an-hour fastball at the top of the zone. 0-1 to start off the shortstop. Apart from a little bit of command issues back in his first inning, Robbins looks pretty good in his first outing coming off injury. 1-1. As Miller took that one inside. Robbins out of the windup. That one skips across the plate. And off the top of Messi's left shoulder. And onto the padding of the wall back behind him. 2-1. In there now, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to the shortstop. Batting 167 on the year now. One just a hair outside now. 3-2, a full count. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch on the way, swung on, grounder up the middle. Rivas gets to it on the backhand, throw is in time. Nice play out there at second by Jose Rivas. Moving to his right, backhands the grounder, plants his foot,
Now batting, number 13, Emmanuel Rodriguez.
Out number one of the inning, and now Emmanuel Rodriguez, the first batter that Robbins faced, back up. Rodriguez, one for two, he doubled to right field and was later caught trying to steal home. Big cut and a miss of that first one, 0-1. Now the second one in there for a called strike. Quickly down 0-2. Chopper right side, foul. Misplayed out there by the mighty muscles. First base coach. Got all the way out to right field and had to be retrieved by Brosman. Now 0-2 still to Rodriguez. That one low and outside. Robbins, that was his 45th pitch of this outing. Not sure how long the Blue Jays are willing to allow him to go. That ball hit Zachary Martin off the bounce. Brought him down to a knee. Messier quickly turned and made sure he was all right. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch on the way. That one in there. Called strike three. Rodriguez strikes out for the first time tonight. That'll bring up Kyler Fedko, the left fielder. Fedko 0-2. He reached
now batting number 11, Kyler Fedko.
And was part of a 4-6-3 double play.
Stinky.
And a liner to right field. That's going to fall for a base hit. A two-out single by Kyler Fedko on the first pitch of the at-bat.
Now batting, number 9, Keone Cavaco.
Keeps the inning going for the mighty muscles and brings up Keone Cavaco. I blame that single on the prompt that was played at the wrong time. First pitch to Cavaco is fouled off. 0-1. Caught and a miss at that one. No balls, two strikes. Fedko on first. 0-2 count to Cavaco. Robbins comes set, kicks, and tosses it over to first. That's going to be one attempt at a pickoff. You get two attempts, and then if you don't get them on the third, it's considered a balk here in the minors. That one just a hair offside, 1-2. The strikeout is applied because, yet again, a mighty muscle was not ready with 9 seconds left on the clock. And a fourth strikeout for Jimmy Robbins sees this inning end. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth. Still 0-0. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. center fielder for the Mighty Muscles, Emmanuel Rodriguez, apparently got ejected after his strikeout, and now replacing him in center field is number 5, Dylan Noisy. First pitch, broken bat, that's going to be grabbed up the middle by Miller. And that'll be a 6-3 putout.
Now batting, number 27, Victor Mesia.
3 of the last 4 outs by the Blue Jays have been grounders to Noah Miller. He's gotten a lot of work here recently in this game. One away. Hunter McMahon still the pitcher for Fort Myers. Only 19 pitches through the first 7 outs he's gotten. That one in there. 1-1. It's messy. Watched it go by for a strike. McMahon kicks and fires low and away. Only one hit for the Blue Jays so far in this game. And that one in there evens it up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. That was an infield hit by Brazoban back in the 3rd inning. That one low and outside, 3-2 the count to Mesia. And honestly, that grounder to Jake Rucker could have been considered an error on his part. The throw was offline, but would have been close if Brazoban could have beat it out or not. Now Mesia fouls that one off. It's still 3-2. Three balls, 2 strikes. Jose Rivas on deck. Swung on, fouled off into the netting right above the Blue Jays dugout on the first base side. Still 3-2. Two strikes, 1 out. McMahon kicks and fires, and a foul tip off the hand of Dylan Tatum. He tosses the glove down and the mask, and he looks to be in a good deal of pain. The Mighty Muscle trainer heading out. They just had to replace their center fielder after an ejection. They might have to replace their catcher. He looks to be in a lot of pain there, right on the first baseline, just outside the circled area. Trainer making sure everything's all right. Tatum, he's grabbing the helmet now with that right hand. Obviously with the catcher, extremely important with throwing down to second, potentially on stolen bases. Gotta have a good arm, as McMahon is warming up with Mikey Perez over there just by second. Looks like Tatum's gonna stay in the game. He'll tough it out. Still a 3-2 count. McMahon looks in, comes set. Kicks and fires. Low. Mesia draws the walk with 1 out, and that's going to bring up Jose Rivas with a man on.
Now batting, number 7, Jose Rivas.
He was Dineen's first base runner back in the 3rd inning. comes up with a man on, one away. First pitch, a curveball in there. Nice pitch there by McMahon. Now 0-1 to start off Rivas. Messia on first, gets a short lead. Another curveball, that one in there, the opposite side of the zone. First one was the top inside corner, that one was low, and then the outside corner. No balls, two strikes. Curveball again, got a piece of it. Stays alive with that foul ball at the end of the bat. The umpire, Zach Martin, out waiting for a couple baseballs to be brought to him now. 0-2 as Rivas steps back in. No balls, two strikes. McMahon kicks and fires. A liner right side caught in a double play. What a play over there at first base by Noah Cardenas. It was all in one motion. He dove and made the grab on the line drive, and the glove went straight to first base. We'll head to the ninth inning. We're still scoreless here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Pick up the pieces if you come undone. Here with a new pitcher for the Blue Jays. It's going to be number 28, the righty Ryan Boyer. He makes way. He comes in replacement of Jimmy Robbins, who had a very successful return from injury in his first time out. Went three innings, gave up three hits, no runs. First pitch, hey, fly ball right field. Brazovan on the track, and that's going to go. First pitch from Boyer is hit out of here by Noah Cardenas. And just like that, first run of the ball game is scored. Second home run of the season by Noah Cardenas. And it comes here in the ninth inning.
Now batting number 25, Kalai Rosario.
So that breaks the deadlock here in the ninth inning. First pitch to Kalai Rosario is a fastball, 92 mile an hour. He couldn't get to it. Oh. chance at that one now. 0-2 to the right fielder. No balls, two strikes. Boyer kicks and fires. A check swing foul ball right side. Stayed close to the first baseline and eventually bounced into foul territory about 50 feet down the line. Two count. Boyer sets. Kicks and fires. Liner and cut there by Jose Rivas at second. One away. That brings up the catcher.
Now batting,
Tatum.
Number 15, Dylan Tatum.
He's 0-2 on the day with two strikeouts and a walk. Boyer pitched in game one of this series. Went an inning, didn't give up a run or a hit. Struck out to that curveball. Nice pitch in there. 0-1 the count to start off Tatum. That one popped up, back and out of play. Now 0-2. Logan Campbell warming up in the Fort Myers pen. 0-2 pitch from Boyer. It was a slider down and away that Tatum almost offered at. It was well outside and in the dirt, but he was able to hold his swing up and stays alive in this count, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Boyer. Again, slider down and away. Yanked both of those pitches outside the zone. And in the dirt now. Counts even 2-2. Nobody on, one away. 1-0 ball game after the Cardenas home run. 2-2 pitch from Boyer. Another slider. That one fouled off. Tatum stays alive. Maybe a 2-2 pitch again. Boyer fires. Swung on, grounder over to short. Machado gets right under his glove. That's going to be a base hit for Tatum. Not an easy play to make. Fifth
now
hit of the
ballgame. Number 8, Jake Rucker.
Fort Myers. Jake Rucker up to the plate. Now Tatum's going to be lifted, and they're going to bring on a pinch runner. It's going to be Daniel Azoria, the speedy infielder.
Pinch running for Fort Myers, number 2, Daniel Azoria.
One on, one out. Jake Rucker, a move over to first. Fort Myers trying to extend their lead here. I would expect Azoria to be off with one of these pitches coming up. There's a fly ball to right field. Brazoban coming in. And to his left, that's going to carry out of play again. That wind keeping a lot of hitters alive in this game. 0-1 count to Rucker. No balls, one strike. Kicks kicks and fires that one in there. Now 0-2 the count. No balls, two strikes. Mikey Perez, the second baseman on deck. Runner fake to go, and now Messi a snap throw over and back in time, just barely. Blue Jays catchers, all of them have that in their arsenal. Messia, very good at it himself. Now, just a little bit late on it. Very good opportunity, smart idea. 1-2. Azoria takes off, and that's fouled off. The very top of the netting. Zoria is going to have to walk back over to first. He's taking his sweet time. Now fakes a light jog. 1-2. One on, one away. Expect Zoria to go again here. No, he does not. Boyer fires. Grounder over to short. Double play opportunity over to a second for one, and Rivas is going to have to hold. There was a softly hit ground ball over to Machado, and he got it to Rivas in time. And I saw
now
Machado,
number four,
Jordan
Mikey
Groshans,
Perez.
And I believe it was Jose Canales out there during BP working on that exact same play. That soft grounder, you got to run in. Put your knee to the ground and get a quick throw off to second. They're working on it over there short for about 20-ish minutes. And it stuff like that tends to pay off. That first pitch outside and a checked swing by Perez, 1-0. One on, two away. Perez, 0-2 on the day. He did reach on a walk. He definitely didn't check that time. Now 1-1. Fastball outside got him the offer, at least in the eyes of Zach Martin. 1-1. And he definitely went again that time. That ball gets away from Messia. Rucker will advance over to second. Perez has now checked his swing three times in a row. Two of them not in time. Now a runner in scoring position on the wild pitch. Boyer comes set. 1-2 count. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. The fastball up and in. Got Perez swinging. We're going to head to the bottom half of the ninth. The Blue Jays need one. It'll be Razaban, Hassan Brown, and Jordan Groshans all due up, and it'll be a new pitcher for the Mighty Muscle. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. bottom half of the ninth. Blue Jays down by a run after the Cardenas home run in the top half of this inning. New pitcher for the Mighty Muscles is Logan Campbell. And a broken bat that goes into the stands up above. Oh, wow. The play is made. It was a grounder over to second. And luckily, nobody was sitting in those seats. A couple kids ran over, and now they have the broken
now
bat.
Now batting number three, Desan Brown.
Goodness. Glad nobody was there to be hit by that. And that lucky kid's going to go home with a borderline weapon, really. Broken bat. That's going to bring up Desan Brown. Top of the order. Brown and Groshans due up now. That first pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. Desan Brown 0-2. He drew a walk back in the third. Now on inside. Now 2-0. Love to get Desan Brown on base. Incredibly speedy outfielder. Can definitely swipe a bag or two. 2-0 pitch. That one in there. No, take it down low. It looked good. But 3-0 now the count. Pitch. That one finds himself. Now 3-1. Adriel Sotolongo actually in the batter's box. Or in the batter's on deck circle, I should say. Looks like he'll pinch hit for Groshans. And that one in on the hands. That would have been ball four, but fouled off by Desan Brown. Now a full count. Balls, two strikes. That one low and outside. That's going to put the tying run on first for Adriel Sotolongo. He's going to pinch hit here for Jordan Groshans.
Pinch it in for Jordan Groshans, number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
Sotolongo. .200 batting average this year, but he's got those two home runs as well from the first series. He takes that first pitch for a ball, 1-0. With Desan Brown on first, you definitely feel like there's a chance he can steal here. Tiny steps away from first, and he fakes the steal. That one low and outside definitely would have been able to make it. Now 2-0 count. Right now it looks like Logan Campbell hasn't been able to find the zone much. Command's lacking. So do you risk the stolen base? And the new catcher, he dives back in safely. Ball gets out of Cardenas' glove. I thought the tag might have been applied in time. But Cardenas, he's got a hole in his glove, I think. That's exactly what it is. That pickoff move. Now, the second glove exchange that we've seen in this game by Fort Myers.
Oh, let's go.
You don't believe it, baseball
let's
guys.
Go.
If Desan Brown's able to come back and score the tying run, I think they might have to run over to the clubhouse to get a backup first baseman. We might be here for a little bit of time. That was Dylan Tatum, the catcher who was taken out of this game for Osorio. He's running all the way to the clubhouse. I'm assuming it's to get a new glove. There's going to be a runner on first, one away. Jeopardy theme music being played here. Got about 15 adult male soul, looking towards the left field corner, waiting for Dylan Tatum to come out of that clubhouse with a first baseman's mitt. And you've probably got a couple hundred people out here looking as well. And there we go. That's going to likely get a cheer from the crowd. Tatum, the hero, grabs Cardenas a new first baseman mitt. He's going to jog all the way over from shallow right field back to first base. And we're ready. 2-0 count to Soto Longo. Feels like 20 minutes ago that he had those two pitches thrown to him. Desan Brown over on first, one away. And that pitch down low, Soto Longo not offering at all. 3-0 the count. Logan Campbell, 10 pitches so far, 7 have been balls. That one down below the zone, back-to-back walks. That's going to put the tying run in scoring position and the go-ahead run here on first. And it looks like they might make a change. I can't tell the number on the jersey. It looks like Jared Gaynor, the pitching coach. Gaynor wears 18. Meyer, the manager, wears 16. How it is on the money from the jersey. It looked like it could have been either one, but that's going to bring up Damiano Palmigiani with a winning run on first base, the tying run on second. This would be huge for Palmigiani's confidence. He's been struggling of late. If he can get a hit at all.
Now batting number 6, Damiano Palmigiani.
He's got a chance to score on any base hit here. Two on, one out. It was scoreless up until the top half of this inning. Cardenas hit a home run, put the Mighty Muscles up on top. Campbell with the pitch. That one taken for a strike. Top of the zone. 0-1 count to start off Palmigiani. Palmigiani at the plate. Nunez on deck. Got a couple chances here for the Blue Jays. No balls and a strike. Campbell paying close attention to Desan Brown, and he tried to hit that to Curtis Elementary over there. He put a huge hack at that one and came up empty. 0-2 the count. Gianni, the third baseman. 3 home runs on the season. That one outside. Good take. A ball and 2 strikes. The former 14th round selection by the Blue Jays back in 2021. That one low and outside. Pick 422. Today's 422. Two to the count. Campbell kicks, fires outside. Palmigiani's work at full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. One away, runners on second and third. Bottom half of the ninth, down by 1. Campbell kicks and fires outside. Palmigiani draws the walk. The go-ahead run now in at second base in scoring position. Base is loaded for Rainer Nunez. First pitch of the inning was a broken bat grounded to second by Rosamond. The next 3 batters are all walked, and now the bases are loaded. Time is called as they reset the pitch clock. Nunez steps in. Huge opportunity here. Bottom half of the ninth. Down by a run. Bases are loaded. First pitch, outside, called a strike. Oh, man. Outside corner, must have just caught. 0-1 to start off Nunez. That one in there now, 0-2. Gabriel Martinez on deck. 0-2, a 92-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle. Nunez didn't take a hack at it. No balls, two strikes. Campbell fires. That one up high, but fouled off. Nunez keeps himself alive. Brown on third. Sotolongo on second. Palmigiani on first. Nunez at the plate. Down by one, bottom of the ninth. Campbell kicks and fires. That one inside. Foul tip, strikeout. And now two away here.
Now batting number 20, Gabriel Martinez.
First strikeout for Logan Campbell. Gets him the two outs. Martinez, same situation. First pitch in there for a called strike. Oh, and won the count. Gabriel Martinez, the left fielder, hit a home run last night, his first of the year. And he watches that one go by right down the middle. Now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Kicks and fires, and the blooper right side. That's going to be a fair ball. Fair ball. One run comes in. Sotolongo are up third. The throw will not come. It's going to be a walk-off base hit by Gabriel Martinez. The Blue Jays win 9-2. 2-1, excuse me. They score their second run off the bat of Martinez. And the Blue Jays walk it off here at TD Ballpark. Gabriel Martinez was the hero last night, hit his first home run of the season to put the Blue Jays up in the fifth inning, and now he walks it off, bottom of the ninth. Only the second hit of the game for the Blue Jays. Campbell walked the bases loaded, and Martinez made him pay. Your Blue Jays take the game by a score of 2-1. They scored two runs on two hits, and they committed one error. The Mighty Muscles score one run on five hits, and they committed no errors. The win is going to go to Ryan Boyer. The loss to Logan Campbell. And we will go again tomorrow night for game five of this series, scheduled for 6:30. The Blue Jays tie up the series two apiece. And they're popping a little bit of extra Gatorade on Palmigiani now. Huge, huge moment for Martinez.
He's
struggling to start off the year, but he's
looking
to get hot at the right time.
The Blue Jays scored two runs on two
hits. Don't forget
tomorrow.
Kids can run the bases here at TD Ballpark after the game. And if you don't want to come out, make sure to tune in. We will be live streaming starting at about 6:15 tomorrow night. We appreciate you tuning in tonight on behalf of everyone here at the Devin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. Have
Don't forget, your Blue Jays
night.
Continue
Take
their
care,
series against the
hair.
Fort Myers
it's
Mighty
been
Muscles
real.
Tomorrow, April 23rd, with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. Kids.